下午的崇拜聚会要继续早上的题目，天国好像买卖的。
I'd like to continue this morning's topic that the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant.
这是主耶稣在世的时候所讲的比喻。
This is a parable that was said by Jesus when he was in this world.
这个比喻呢，对我们信徒的灵修以及呢经营教会发展都有很好的参考。
This parable is both beneficial and edifying to both of our own spirituality and also the development of the church.
请看马太福音十三章四十五节、四十六节。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音十三章四十五节、四十六节。
Excuse me, it's Matthew chapter 13, verse 45 and 46.
天国好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖一切所有的，买这颗珠子。主耶稣在这边讲天国好像买卖人。
Over here, Jesus spoke about the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant.
简单说就是教会是神同在，就是神的国。
Simply speaking, as long as we have the presence of God in the church, that will be the church of God.
那么神的国也要成就在每个人的心里。
And the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, will be filled within each and everyone's heart.
使我们这些信耶稣的人的内心感受到神国的那种温馨。
So that all of us who believe in him will feel the warmth, of God.
因此呢，我们信徒也可以扮演一个商人。
And therefore, all of us can take up the role as a merchant.
那当然呢，我们在神国里面有很多的宝贝值得我们去寻找。
And of course, there are much treasures for us to look for in the kingdom of heaven.
还有世界上有很多宝贵的灵魂也值得我们去寻找。
And there are many precious souls that are waiting for us to save.
那么你要买到宝贵的东西呢，必须要付出代价。
In order to find all these treasure and find things, it takes effort.
商人要有胆量。
As a merchant, you need to have boldness.
也要有乐观的态度。
And you also must have optimism.
要有远大的这个眼光。
And you must also have foresight.
在这个比喻里面呢，这个商人呢，能够变卖他一切所有的。
In this parable, that this merchant was selling all of his belongings.
来买一颗珠子。
Just to buy a fine pearl.
当然呢，在他的心目中，这一颗珠子呢是价值连城啊。
And in his heart, this very pearl worth than anything else in this world.
那这个比喻里面，我们也可以呢发现他把多的东西变卖掉，买少的有价值的东西。
And you can see here that he sold everything he had just in exchange for this little thing, only a piece of pearl.
那么商人呢，他也要随着时代的变化。
And also according to the environment at that time, the merchant has to react to.
容易去接受新的观念，才能够发展他的生意。
It's only when a person who can accept change in this environment, so can he seek for any business opportunity.
那么我们下午所要强调的，就是我们每一个弟兄姐妹可以扮演一个呢很好的商人。
In the afternoon, my emphasis is that all of us, each and every one of us, can be a good merchant.
来推广我们教会的圣工发展。
Which is to say that to develop and also to process the work, church work.
我们信徒当中也有很多商人。
There are also many entrepreneurs within us.
他们能够贡献他们在商场上的经验呢，在教会里面来辅助教会发展。
Many of them could use their own past entrepreneur experiences in helping the church in terms of development.
首先我们要谈的
And first of all, I would like to mention this.
这一个商人呢，他是去寻找珠子。
As a merchant, he must find the pearl.
不是宝贵的东西送上门来给他的。
It's not something that is already given.
是他要去寻找。
It's something that he has to seek for.
那寻找呢，要用尽他的心思啊。
In order to look for it, he must put his heart into it.
要到处去找。
You have to look for it everywhere.
不是在家里等着人送上来，不是这样的。
You can't just wait at home for something to happen itself.
当然呢，要传福音也是一样的。
It's the same token as to preaching the gospel.
当然呢，你要去发现宝贝有价值的事情。
Of course, we have to look for a thing that has value, a thing that's worthy.
要用尽神给你的这种心思啊，怎样去发挥
？To use up the wisdom that God has granted you to look for it.
我们要推广神的真理。
And we have to preach the gospel.
要明白神的道理，神的旨意是什么。
And also, not only we must understand the truth of the words of God, we must also do it.
神的旨意呢，有时候很奥秘，我们不容易发现。
Excuse me, and also to understand the will of God. And the will of God is such that often we find it as mysterious.
但是我们要去寻找。
But we have to look for it.
主耶稣在世的时候讲很多的比喻。
Jesus has set many parables while he was in this world.
那这些比喻呢，都可以互相对照参考。
And all these parables can serve as reference to one another.
那么我们要去寻找，好像商人一样。
We have to be like a merchant looking for the treasure.
首先要寻找神旨意的奥秘。
First of all, we have to look for the mystery of the will of God.
请看以弗所书第一章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
第九节到十一节。
Verse 9 to 11.
以弗所书第一章第九节到十一节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse
九节。
9 to 11.
都是照他主自己所预定的美意。叫我们知道他的旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。我们也要在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他的旨意所预定的。神救赎的工作是非常奥秘的。
The salvation of God is indeed a mystery.
神的旨意呢，我们很难去了解。
And the will of God is difficult to comprehend.
但是有心去寻找、要去了解的人，神呢就会让他了解。
But for those who have the intention and also the heart to look for it, they will understand.
神预定的美意，这个是未来的事情。
And the will of God that has been set by God is something of the future.
人无法去掌握。
There's no one human can,
很难去了解的。
Can manipulate it or to understand it easily.
但是借着圣经的记录，神的话语能够让我们去寻找到。
Through the scripture, we're able to find such a truth.
一说商人。
Take for instance a merchant.
他为了对未来的市场呢，他虽然没有办法去了解。
Even though you cannot really 100% forecast what's coming ahead.
但是他可以根据各方面的事情来分析，能够预知未来的市场。
But through many of the conditions, you are able to predict what's coming up.
那么一个了解神旨意奥秘的人，也会了解未来要发生的事情。
And for a person who truly understands the will of God, he will know what is coming forward.
神按照他的旨意所安排的有日期，就是时间方面。
And within the will of God, there is a timeline given, a time.
在天上地上所有的这个包括环境各方面的演变。
And which is inclusive of all things in heaven and on earth together under one head.
但是这些一切一切的事情到后来都要归于属灵方面的。
And all of these things shall come into one spirit.
这个是神啊，按照他自己的意思呢，按照他主意的预定呢，会渐渐去成全的。
And all these is in conformity with the purpose of his will.
所以我们要像主耶稣所说的这个比喻的商人呢，他真的有为他的心思去寻找。
Therefore, we must imitate the merchant that he has the intention to look for God.
神的事情呢，是属灵的，看不见的。
The things of God are of spirit, something that is invisible.
但是用人的心灵可以去感受到，寻找到。
But with our heart, we are able to seek for it. We are able to feel it.
我们请看以赛亚书五十五章第六节。
Please turn to Book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 6.
以赛亚书五十五章第六节。
Book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 6.
当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他。第八节。
Verse 8.
耶和华说：“我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。”第九节。
Verse 9.
天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。六节说，趁神可寻找的时候。
It says in verse 6 that seek the Lord while he may be found.
就是现在。
Which is in reference to our time now.
末日审判还没有临到之前，都是我们趁着可寻找神的事情的时候。
Before the coming of the judgment of God, we still have the time to seek for Him.
我们可以求告他的时候。
And that is the time that we will ask for His mercy.
神的意念，神的道路。
And the will of God, and also the way of God.
超越人所想象的。
It surpasses all of our thoughts.
神所要走的这种路线，我们很难去掌握的。
And we never can in any way manipulate the will of God.
但是有心去寻找，要去了解的，神就会呢开启他的心窍来了解的。
But for those who are willing to understand His will, His heart will be opened.
好像比喻中的这个商人一样。
And just like this parable about the merchant.
因为他有心要去寻找，就可以找到呢啊宝贵的珠子。
Because he has a heart to look for the pearl, therefore he was able to find it.
神的旨意当中呢，最重要就是要救赎人类的灵魂呐。
And the most important essence of the will of God is the salvation for all human.
所以当人当我们扮演一个商人的时候
，And as we take up the role as a merchant.
有两方面，对内的经营，还有对外的市场的开拓啊。
And two aspects that we apply to our church is, which is internally and externally, pastoring and also preaching.
那对内的牧羊就是信徒啊，能够呢虔诚热心服侍主，这个是不容易的事情。
And to pastor the church is something uneasy because you have to, bring up all these, all the brothers and sisters in Christ.
但是负责人、神主人员能够了解神的旨意，就能够去呢好好的经营神的教会。
However, as long as the church board members and also the ministers of God, if they do come to understand the will of God, things will be done easily.
请看彼得前书第五章。
Please turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
第二节。
Verse 2.
彼得前书第五章第二节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 2.
务要牧羊在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。这里提到要牧羊神的群羊。
It says here we must
五章第二节彼得前。
We have to be shepherd of God's flock.
要按着神的旨意啊。
That is done under the will of God.
不是按人的意思。
Not according to the will of man.
是按照神的旨意，所以神的旨意要明白，你要懂得神的真理。
Therefore, in order to carry out the will of God, you must first understand what it is, and you must also do what you were instructed to.
有时候有些事情出于勉强，但是呢这项圣工要出于甘心的。
Sometimes things were done under unwillingness, but let me remind you that in any church work that you do, it must be out of your willingness.
有时候参与这一项圣工是对自己有益才要参加，这个就不对。
Sometimes you only look for things that benefit to yourself before. you participate yourself in the church work. That is not right.
乃是要感激神的恩典，乐意去参与的。
However, I must correct you that when you do church work, you must do it just because you have the heart of thanksgiving.
所以一个商人要发展他的生意呢，必须要甘心乐意啊，才能够做出很好的成果出来。
And in order for a merchant to be successful in his field, he must first of all be thankful of what he has, what he has given.
那么我们要寻找的呢，也是要对外的。
And the things that we should look for are something hourly.
神有很多迷失的羊。
There are many sheep that are lost out there.
我们要抱着好像寻找宝贵的珠子一样去寻找。
We must look for all these lost sheep, just like looking for the fine pearl.
请看雅各书第五章19节、20节。
Please turn to James chapter 5, verse 19.
雅各书五章19节、20节。
James chapter 5, verse 19 to 20.
我的弟兄们，你们中间若有迷失真道的，有人使他回转，这人该知道叫一个罪人从迷路上转回，便是救一个灵魂不死，并且遮盖许多的罪。雅各在这边强调一个走错路的罪人，你能够让他回转走正路。
James said over here, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring him back, this value surpasses that, surpass anything else. Because if you are able to turn a sinner from sin, the soul of a man, the value of a soul of man surpasses anything of this world.
不止这样，还可以呢，遮盖许多的罪，就是有很多的罪恶的事情会因为这样而渐渐消失掉。Not
only that the way will save him, many of his sins, multitude of sins will be covered.
如果全世界的人呢，都懂得真理的话,
if everyone in this world come to learn about the truth,
那这个世界就没有罪咯,
then this world bears no sin.
所以这种伟大的工作,
and this is a great work,
就是我们做一个属神的商人呢, 要去寻找的。
This very work is something to be done by merchants like us.
那么商人呢, 他要做生意, 发展他的事业, 有很多的方法。
There are many ways for a merchant to grow his business.
我们请看路加福音16章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 16,
第八节,
verse 8.
路加福音16章第8节。
Luke chapter 16, verse 8.
主人就夸奖这个不义的管家做事聪明，因为金树之主在树树之上，较比光明之主更加聪明。 主要是在这个不义的管家的比喻里面,
Jesus was in this world, this family, this household.
他在称赞这个不义的管家的聪明,
and Jesus was commenting about give a compliment to this dishonest manager of the house.
在神的眼中，所有的人都不义，所有的事情都属于不义的事情。
In the eyes of God, there are things in this world just of unrighteousness.
那么这个管家呢，并不是不好的人。
And this manager was not a bad person at all.
他只不过在世界上扮演一个角色。
He has just taken up a role in this world.
因为他浪费主人的这个财物啊。
Because he has wasted many of the resources of his master.
那主人就除退他，他就没有工作，失业了。
Then when the master fired him, then he no longer has a job.
那么在这之前呢, 他就事先, 就规划他的将来。
And before the whole thing happened, he has already planned what he was going to do later on.
也就是说, 他借着不义的钱财呢, 去结交朋友。
That he used the dishonest money to make friends.
等到钱财无用的时候呢，这个朋友可以 接他到永存的这个帐幕里面去。
And with the wealth, they was able to enter into the tents of his friends.
简单的解释就是用树上这些商人正当的荒华呢，预备将来。
That is to use the means of this world to achieve what you want to do.
这个管家呢，在这个急迫的情况之下呢，他能够运用他的机智来发挥啊。
And under desperation, he was able to do things out of his own will.
这个就是商人呐，这个主导们去注意的地方。
And the shrewdness of this manager or this person is something that we should take note.
那商人呢，还有一点很重要，要永远保持乐观啊，不能够悲观啊。
And also as a merchant, you must always be optimistic. You should never be pessimistic.
这样呢，失败才能够站起来。
Then you are able to get up from failure.
困难呢，才能够去突破。
And you can overcome the difficulties.
曾经有一家铸造布鞋的公司啊。
And there was a company manufacturing shoes.
他派两个代表到徽州去调查这个市场。
And they have sent two sales representatives to go to Africa just to do a market research.
第一个看到所有徽州人都不穿鞋子。
And first thing they saw was that all these people in Africa, they don't have shoes. They don't put on shoes.
他们用触脚走路啊，比较方便。
They walk with the bare feet. Perhaps that's more easy for them.
所以他就很悲观啊，我这一家公司要在这边推展这个市场是很困难的。
Then the first comment from the salesperson was that, well, perhaps it will be a difficult market to expand here.
另外一个代表发现。
And the other sales rep discovered that.
这边的人都不穿鞋子，不喜欢穿鞋子。
He noticed that all the people there hated to put on shoes.
我要用怎样的方法让他们喜欢穿鞋子又能够买得上，那就不得了，一个人一双就不得了。
And the only thought come to his mind is how can I make these people wanting to put on shoes and not only putting on shoes, they can afford to buy a pair of shoes.
因为他抱着乐观的态度去调查。
And because he was optimistic enough to research on.
所以属灵的商人绝对不能够悲观的。
As a spiritual merchant, we should never be pessimistic.
乐观的态度很重要。
With optimism is the most important.
因为呢，在这个比喻里面呢，在推动工作的是在乎神，在乎主耶稣，不是人呐。
And in this parable, the completion of the work of God is by God, not by us.
我们要记得，所有圣工的主角呢，推动圣工的主角是主耶稣，不是我们人。
We must always remember that the work of God is hosted by God, not by our own will.
那既然主角是主耶稣呢，我们就要乐观，不能够悲观。
And since Jesus is the host, we should never be pessimistic.
但是往往我们呢？把主角放在自己的身上，就会悲观的。
But often we find that we have taken over the role of God as a host. Then we find ourselves become pessimistic.
那么商人呢，他要推广他的生意呢，有很多方法可以给我们做参考。
And there are many ways that merchant can grow his business, and that can also serve as an example for us.
随着时代的演变呢，资讯的发达。
And because many of the knowledges has advanced and also things has changed rapidly.
所以一个商人产品还没有出来之前要先广告。
And before a product was launched, advertisement must be first done.
广告宣传啊。
And promotions and advertisement will be done first.
那这个广告可以用传单，也可以借着电视广播，也可以用这个网络都有啊。
And different promotional efforts, we can take for instance through the media or through the newspaper.
现在网络的发达呢，实在很迅速，是我们 以前没有办法去想到的。
And the internet is something that we can never comprehend a while ago.
但是有的商人呢，他就能够抓住这个机会去广告，就是网络的广告。
As a merchant, if you are able to advertise on the internet, then there will be opportunities for you.
那么我们要经营我们的教会，推展圣工啊，这个都可以善用。
And I think this is one good means that we can use to preach the gospel.
往往我们晚了一步啊。
And often we find ourselves just a step back.
如果能够呢，抢先一步啊。
And if we can take a step forward,
那就可以推展得很好。
Then there are many things we can do with it.
那商人呢，他要经营他的生意呢，不是只有一项的方法。
And as a merchant, there's not only one single way that you can do business.
广告是一小部分。
Advertisement is only one of many.
我们教会呢，比较缺乏这一方面。
And I think our church is lack of the knowledge in this aspect.
报刊杂志的广告都不多啊。
We don't have much advertisement on newspaper or magazines.
那电视台啦，网络啊，更不用讲。
Not even to mention about on the internet or on the radio stations.
如果永远跟在人的后面呢，在商场上呢，就比不上人家的。
And if we always stay behind in this business world, then we are always behind.
那么商人呢，他当他有一点资金的时候
，And when a merchant has some capital in his hand.
他可以招很多的股东啊，集资啊，在一起啊。
And he was able to attract people to become shareholders and to gather their capitals.
这个集资经营呢，可以使这个资金更庞大。
And this consolidation of capital will allow the company to be able to grow more.
我们教会在台湾总会曾经有这种计划，但是已经晚了一步啊。
At the beginning, the church in Taiwan have this plan, but eventually all these ideas has came too late.
那么集资经营呢，也可以说全民运动。
And by gathering the capital is also an activity that everyone can participate.
能够总动员每个信徒的这种才能都集中起来。
That takes the involvement of every brothers and sisters.
每个人的恩赐都不太一样。
And different person has different gifts.
过去呢，在教会里面，只有神职人员在发挥着他们的少部分的才能啊。
In the past, only the ministers of the church are doing the work.
很少把受会人数的这种宝贵的意见应用在教会里面。
And there are often lack of some of the knowledge.Of the merchants of this world.
但现在渐渐呢，就能够去善用，这个就好像集资经营一样。
And now gradually they have come to realize the value of the knowledge of this and these merchants.
请看彼得前书。
Please turn to 1 Peter.
第四章十节十一节。
Chapter 4, verse 10, verse 11.
彼得前书第四章十节十一节。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 10 and 11.
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。十一节。
Verse 11.
若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按照神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。这里说按照个人所得的恩赐彼此服侍。
It says here that each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others.
有些信徒在社会上的经验很丰富。
Some of our members have a lot of experience outside of the church.
商人呢，他在他的商场上所发挥的才能。
And the talents and also ability that he or she has done in his business.
能用正当的方法发挥在教会里面推广圣工啊。
And a good part of it can be used towards the church and the work.
彼得在这边说，做神百般恩赐的好管家，这不是只有研究圣经啊，其他的还包括在内。
And the Bible did mention a good manager of the household of God is not only in reference of your knowledge, your thorough knowledge of the Scripture.
所谓装备自己，并不是只有在教会里面装备的。
To gear yourself up is not only to do it in the church.
在学校里面也要装备啊。
You must also prepare yourself up in the school.
比如说你要献身当传道，你如果不认真读书，有一些尝试你怎么参加这个神学院考试呢？
And if you wanted to be a minister or a pastor, if you don't study hard, then how can you pass the entrance exam that involves a lot of different knowledge?
所以在学生时代呢，你就要装备自己，在学校里面呢要认真。会上工作以后一段时间再辞掉工作来读神学院的越来越多啊。
And we find that there's a trend right now that many of the working youth have given up their work and become a pastor.
这就是借着在社会上的经验呢，能够呢带来以后在圣工的这个场上呢能够去发挥的。
And through their past experience in this work in this world, they were able to apply it to the work in the future.
那么三年呢，还有一个一点值得我们参考的。
And there's only there's also another point that we can learn from a merchant.
就是当他的生意好的时候，他会继续在扩展他的这个市场。
That when a business is good, a merchant will try to expand it while it can.
所以教会主保守在一个地方就不对，要不断的扩展。
And if a church only stay at one point and not to grow again, and I don't think that is right.
尤其到那还没有市场的地方去开拓啊，这个更重要。
What I'm trying to say is to expand our church in various areas that hasn't been touched.
比如说加拿大，真耶稣教的信徒很少，这个就是很多。我们呢要去开拓的市场。
And we know that there is only a handful of members in the True Jesus Church across Canada. Then you know there are a lot of room for us to grow.
一辈子也做不完啊。
Perhaps we cannot even do it within our lifetime.
请看罗马书十五章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 15.
二十节、二十一节。
Verse 20 and 21.
罗马书十五章二十节、二十一节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 20 and 21.
我立了柱像，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。就如经上所记，为神闻诸他信息的将要看见，为神听过的将要明白。保罗的心柱呢？是非常好的。
Paul has a good ambition.
在使徒时代早期的教会能够突破这个犹太人的环境啊，就是保罗啊。
It was only Paul, in the apostolic days, Paul was the only one who were able to overcome the Jewish environment.
所以后来的人称他为外邦的使徒啊。
And people later on called him that he is the apostle.Of the Gentiles.
他在内心里面立住，要到没有人去传过的地方去那边传福音啊。
And he had determined to preach to those places that has been untouched.
那没有人听过的，那他第一次去那边传啊，这个效果当然很好啊。
And if places that people at various places that had never heard the truth, they will be attracted by the words of God when they first heard.
曾经我们教会有一个信徒信很久。
And we have a long time believer of the church.
他有一个很要好的朋友，他从来没有告诉他信真耶稣教会。
And he has a very good friend that he had never preached to him about our church.
有一天他这个朋友患重病快要死了。
And one day, this friend of his was at the verge of death from illness.
这个信徒去看他。
And this member went to see him.
才告诉他，你 跟我来信耶稣啦。
Then it was at that time that he told his friend to come to believe in the Lord.
至少你也会想到将来你的灵魂要跑哪里呀。
And he told his friend that, well, if you come to believe in the Lord, then you know where your soul is heading to after your death.
那这位信徒所讲的这一番道理，让他这个朋友呢，觉得非常好的道理。
And this friend of his found that whatever he had told him was very appealing.
他就答应说，我全家人要接受你的话。
Then he quickly replied that his whole family wanted to accept the words of God.
结果这个信徒告诉教会的人去帮他祷告，他的病竟然好起来。
And out of his surprise, that after the prayers of brothers and sisters, that his illness was healed.
后来呢，这个我们信徒这个朋友就埋怨了，说我们这个信徒这么好的宝贵的道理，你为什么到今天才告诉我呢？
And later on, this friend kind of complained to him that why did you only preach to me this late?
我们这个信徒告诉他，你钱有，地位有。身体又健康，我告诉你，你听得下吗？
And this brother said that, well, you are wealthy and you are healthy, you have everything, and I don't think you will accept the words that I preach.
他说不一定啊，因为你从来没有告诉过我啊。
But this friend kind of argued that, well, you didn't preach me at all, and how do you know that I won't accept it?
所以有时候我们就跟这位信徒一样，自作聪明，就事先估计他没有办法接受主耶稣的救恩啊。
And many times we make prejudgments of friends or relatives that they will never believe in the Lord.
所以一个商人呢，不要认为说不可能。
And as a merchant, we should not be always skeptical about opportunities.
要扩展市场。
We must try to expand the market.
要不断的去扩展。
And to continue in our expansion.
我们请看路加福音第十章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 10.
第一节。
Verse 1.
路加福音第十章第一节。
Luke chapter 10 verse 1.
做事以后，主又设立七十个人，差遣他们两个两个，在他前面往自己所要到的各城各地方去。主耶稣首先拣选十二个门徒，再来就差遣七十个人。
And after Jesus had chosen the 12 disciples, he also appointed 72 others.
当他带着十二个门徒要去的范围不多。
With the 12 disciples, there are limited places that they all can go.
那么这七十个人，两个人一组所去的呢，范围就比较大。
And I believe that with the 72 person added in the force, they are able to go to many more places than the 12.
有些地方呢，是以前他们没有去过的。
And there are many places that they have never been in the past.
但不断的开拓市场呢，结果被他们呢打开了市场。
And after their relentless pursuit, they were able to open up the market.
所以将来呢，我们就会了解一些很奇妙的事情。
In the future, we are able to understand many a mystery of God.
请看启示录第七章九节十节。
Please turn to Revelation chapter 7.
启示录第七章九节十节。
Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 and 10.
此后我观看，见有许多的人。没有人能够数过来的，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说：“愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。”有很多神的子民呐，在哪里我们不知道。
We don't know how many of the children of God are in this world.
除了在第七章第一节到第八节做些所记载的有盖印的这些固定的数目以外。
And other than this number that has been mentioned in this chapter,
十九节以下呢，这些许多人都不包括在那里面盖印的被盖印的里面。
And over at verse 9, that there are many other people other than the 144,000 that will be saved.
那么这些人数呢, 太多啊, 是从各民族都有的。
And because it's a great multitude from all nations,
这个就是已经神把他的这个圣功的速长已经推展到各角落去了。This
means to say the words of God has been preached to the corners of the world.
那么这个商人呢, 还有一点啊,
and also one thing about a merchant.
发行股票,
that is to issue stocks.
给人有投资的机会,
to provide the opportunity of investment to people.
那么教会呢的工作呢也可以给人有参与的机会。
Same thing like the church, that we do provide opportunity for people to participate.
让这个圣功的赏赐呢可以分给人去分享。
And so that the blessings of working for God shall be given to all those who participate.
所以教会为 有关推展圣功不能够集中在传道人的身上，信徒也可以去发挥啊。Therefore,
the work of preaching the gospel does not only lie on the shoulders of ministers, but rather all every single believers.
尤其现在的股票呢，自由买卖，每个人都可以去参与。And
you find that the stock market is a free one. There's no limitations as to who and how and why you can buy a stock.
这一点就是可以呢把这个资金集中起来。
That means to say that we can gather all of our capitals
成为一个大企业,
to consolidate it into a big conglomerate.
主耶稣在马太福音25章曾经讲到分配这个才干的这个比喻啊。
And there's a parable about there's a parables on different capitals, different money that has been given to different talents in the book of Matthew.
领五千的去做生意再赚五千。
And there was a person who were given 5,000 talents was able to make 5,000 more talents.
领2,000的也是一样。
And same as the one who has received 2,000 talents.
但是那领1,000的抱着悲观的态度。
But because the one that was given with 1,000 talents was pessimistic.
他不敢做生意。
He did not dare doing anything.
如果这三个人呢, 能够集中起来, 合在一起来做。
And if all these three person were to do business together,
那可能呢，这个效果会更大。
And maybe we could see a greater result out of them.
领5,000、领2,000、领1,000的合在一起经营。
And for those, doesn't matter those has received 5,000 or 2,000 or 1,000 talent, they all come together and work together.
所以教会也可以这样啊。
And we could
do。合在一起来经营。
We can do it the same way in our church, that we can consolidate all of our efforts.
还有一点,
and there's one more thing.
能够成为连锁店,
and we can also become franchises.
有很多商人呢, 他就是这个连锁店越来越多。
And there are many businesses, they expand their business through franchising.
麦当劳能够成功就是因为连锁店太多啊。
And one successful example will be McDonald's.
那么教会推展圣功也要成为连锁店。
And in order for the church to expand, we must expand it just like a franchise.
请看诗篇122篇第3节。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 122.
诗篇122篇第3节。
Psalm chapter 122, verse 3.
耶路撒冷被建造如同连络整齐的一座城。耶路撒冷被建造起来。Jerusalem
was built.
好像连络很整齐啊。And
it's built like a city that is closely compact together.
所以教会的这个经济互相啊，资源啊。Therefore,
between churches, we must support each other financially.
真理方面呢，互相支援呐。
And also to support one another in the spirit.
人才工人呢，互相支援呐。
And also share each other with talents and abilities.
这个就是成立一个连锁店。
And all these allows us to build up franchises.
比如说，西雅图的工作是属于美国的。
Take for instance the work in Seattle itself, the USGA.
但是呢，跟恩哥瓦连起来比较好做。
But I think it's more convenient for us to actually pastor them.
所以有的地方呢，是因为环境各方面有它的困难。
Sometimes geographically there are some difficulties exist.
但是连锁店呢，就可以克服这个困难。
But franchising will solve that problem.
在早期的教会就已经有运用到这一点了。
And in early days of the church, they have already made use of this idea.
请看哥林多后书第八章第一节。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多后书第八章第一节到第四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 1-4.
弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间，还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且也过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助。第四节。
Verse 4.
再三的求我们准他们在攻击圣徒的恩情上有份。马其顿的众教会刚开始的时候只有腓立比一间教会。
The Macedonian churches started with only one church.
后来在马其顿这个省份里面有很多教会。
And eventually they have grew into many churches in the area of Macedonia.
成为一个连锁店。
And all of them has become a part of the franchise.
但是后来呢，他们听到一些信息，在哥林多还有耶路撒冷各地的困难。
And after they have heard the difficulties that the church in Corinth and also
哥林多、耶路撒冷各种的经济困难。
And the church in Corinth and also Jerusalem, they have encountered financial difficulties.
那么马其顿的众教会呢，就支援他们。
And therefore, all the churches in Macedonia supported them with financial support.
不足呢，经济上的支援。
And not only they have supported them financially.
还有工人的支援也可以做参考。
And there are also instances where they support other church with their workers.
请看《使徒行传》第八章。
Please turn to Book of Acts, chapter 8.
十四节。
Acts chapter 8 verse 14.
到十七节。
Let's read from verse 14 to 17.
使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受了神的道，就打发彼得、约翰往他们那里去。两个人到了，就为他们祷告，叫他们受圣灵，因圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上。他们只奉主耶稣的名受洗，于是使徒按手在他们头上。他们就受了圣灵。撒玛利亚跟耶路撒冷好像没有来往。
Before this incident, there's no communication between Jerusalem and Samaria at all.
因为呢，撒玛利亚这个地区呢，所住的都不是纯犹太人。
There's a reason for that is the people who live in the area of Samaria are not.
不是纯的犹太人。
They are not 100% pure Jews.
也就是说，以色列人跟外族通婚啊。
There are those people who they're born of interracial marriage between Jews and other tribes.
就后来就产生这个撒玛利亚的人。
And that's how the Samaritans come about.
那么因为耶路撒冷受到逼迫呢，有的人逃到那里就去那边传福音了。
And because Jerusalem was under persecution, many people fled to Samaria and preached the gospel there.
所以神的工人很缺乏，耶路撒冷知道这个消息就差派彼得、约翰去了。
Therefore, after Jerusalem has heard that in the area of Samaria there are lack of workers, so they have sent Peter and John to go there.
这就人才的资源。
And this is a support of talents.
再一点给我们做参考。
And there's so one thing that we can take into consideration.
商人赚到钱以后呢，不要把租金冻结起来。
And after a merchant has made some profit, you shouldn't freeze up the capital.
要继续扩展这个市场，一直到主耶稣再来。
And you must keep on expanding the market until the days when Jesus come again.
不过把它冻结起来，停止就不行。
And if you retain the capital and not grow the church with it,
请看路加福音19章20节。
Please turn to Luke chapter 19, verse 20,
到23节。
Let's read from verse 20 to 23.
又有一个人来说，主啊，看啊，你的一锭银子在这里，我把它包在锁金里面存着。我原是怕你，因为你是严厉的人，没有放下了还要去拿。 没有种下的还要去收，主人对他说：“你做恶仆人，我要凭你的口定你的罪。你既知道我是严厉的人，没有放下还要去拿；没有种下还要去收。为什么不把我的银子交给银行，等我来的时候连本带利都可以要回来嘛？”另外一个比喻谈到有十个人。
And here's another parable involves ten person.
其中有一个人,
and among them, there is this one.
他拥有的一锭银子,
and he has a piece of silver.
他就把它冻结起来,
and then he laid away in a piece of cloth.
其他九个都去扩展他的市场,
and the rest of the nine went out and expanded their business.
那这个把它冻结起来这边呢, 这一个人呢,
The one who has put it in a piece of cloth.
主人跟他算账的时候，把他列为是坏人。
And the master has considered him as a wicked servant.
所以主耶稣在说这些比喻啊，都可以给我们做很重要的参考。
There is always reason behind why Jesus has put up these parables for us to learn.
所以天国好像商人。
And the heaven, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant.
商人有 有他们的智慧，他们的才能，他们能够发挥的这个内容。
There are talents and also wisdom in a merchant that can be used in various aspects.
都可以给我们做参考。
And all these can serve as an example for us.